And hello, everyone. Welcome to Radio Tony Everyday Business. And we have been sorting out some little tech issues at the start of the show. And so now we are ready to go. And just a reminder that if you need to know anything about the Radio Tony programs, please feel free to jump onto radiotony.com, where you'll find all about our wonderful co-hosts and all the shows that are upcoming, as well as replays and podcasts of the old shows. So this week is the first in a four-part series that I'm doing with the beautiful Oksana Johnson. Now, Oksana was originally from Russia and made her way to Australia via Singapore. She is an NLP practitioner and has had her own battles with depression and anxiety. And the purpose of this week's show is to introduce you to the glorious person that is Oksana Johnson. So welcome to Radio Tony, Oksana.
Hey, well, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for that introduction. I was like, oh, May, is that actually describing me?
That absolutely is describing you. And I thought that this week, I really want to introduce you to our wonderful listeners on BBS Radio. And I want to know the Oksana story. So let's start in your birthplace, Russia.
Oh, okay. So everyone has a story, and I absolutely love humans and human stories. Would love to share my version, and I'm going to try and make it as concise as I can for just the time being, but just to kind of highlighting the important things. So once upon a time, there was a girl named Oksana Zhdanova at the time, and she was born in a city far, far east. It's called Vladivostok. So just to give you a bit of perspective, if you were to imagine Russian map of Russia, which is quite big, it takes me 40 minutes to fly to Tokyo compared to 8 hours to fly to Moscow. So technically I'm Asian, believe it or not. So here you go. That's a little trivia question and response about me. And then basically going through life, it's quite interesting. I'm going to share the story, what I am aware of now compared to what was happening at the time, you know, because we all have our journey and the realizations. Yes. So at the time it was, I can't say that I've always felt very comfortable around my people. I couldn't really pinpoint what it was at the time, but I now understand it was just the discovery of my sense of identity, which is absolutely, it's liquid and it's constantly changing. At the time, my first realization about my sense of identity, or let's put it this way, what was taken away from me. When I was 16 years old, I was doing, up to that time, I was doing contemporary dancing professionally.
Yes.
And I was so excited when I got an invitation to go to academy to Moscow. And with this beautiful news, I actually, you know, skipped over to my parents and I really said that I would love to go. And the response that I got was basically, dancing is not a profession, darling. You need to come up with something else. So, which was, you know, quite interesting, because when you receive that type of feedback from people with who, you know, your life really relies upon, it's kind of, was quite shattering, but you know, that's okay. That's what happened. So I had no idea what I wanted to become. And that's when I was like, okay, well, I can't be a dancer. So what do you want me to be? And again, I've done quite a lot of inner work and forgiveness and acceptance. They've done the best they could with the resources they had at the time. So they pushed me quite strongly in academics and learning the language, because that's something that mom never had an opportunity going in, growing in the USSR at the time.
Yes.
So basically, you know, life happened. So doing really well in school, winning lots of scholarships and anything and everything. And at the time of high school, I basically could get into any university I wanted.
Yes.
Just the main issue is that I still wanted to be a dancer, right? And I had to be something else. So what happened, basically, I decided to go and be very, very, you know, kind of mediocre, so to speak. So I just did general international business, majoring in economics. Yep. So, you know, why not? Everyone wants to run a business in one day in their life, potentially. So that was that. And I remember, so it's a 5-year degree back in Russia. And I remember when it was kind of, we call it an equator, so 2.5. We were with the mates, with the group, and I was, we were camping, and I was looking at the starry sky, like lying on a beanbag. And I didn't actually ask the most important thing. Am I allowed to swear? Probably not, am I?
Yes,
Maybe a
it's
little
your
bit.
show.
Okay. Well, then here you go. Then it's the non-PG-13 version of the story. I was lying at a beanbag and staring at the starry sky, and I'm like, "What the fuck am I doing? Like, I cannot live my life like this. This is ridiculous." It's kind of like, you know, those aha epiphany moments. And I'm like, I just need to run away in a kingdom far, far away, as far as I can. And that's what I've done, because ultimately I like on the other, you know, the down under. So, and the way it kind of came along, the idea that I sold to my family, it was always brilliant. It was all about studying. So I just wanted to go study, and that's what I've done. So, and the reason why I kind of decided to go to, you know, down the time zones rather than across, just the pure time zones, right? And so that's what I've done. And that was the first step. And then when I arrived in Sydney, what happened was, I just realized how different people are and how much more comfortable I felt, and the different way of living, and just, you know, seeing humans as humans. And at first it was all great, but then it's almost like I started having an imposter syndrome. Like, why are people so nice? People could not be so nice. What do they want from me? I know. And this just kind of escalated. And this is all happening in the headspace, you know? And it started escalating to the bigger questions of the sense of identity. Again, it's like, who am I? Why am I here? Is this it? Like, is it like, what's the purpose of all of this? And it's kind of like so good to have those type of philosophical encounters over a couple of drinks, you know, with friends, and then forget about them. But I started spiraling down into very, very deep and dark places, because for me, it was so much deeper than just philosophy. It was literally my sense of identity again. And that's when I've noticed that, yeah, like I didn't know what it was, because, you know, stigma, mental health stigma in Russia, we still don't talk about it. We just drink heavily, a lot with other people, or even by yourself sometimes, which is not a very good way to deal with things, So, but again, welcome to Non-Resourceful State Management 101. We can talk about that later. So what happened was, I in Sydney, I went through the whole clinical system, as I call it, right? So clinical system meaning clinical psychologists, clinical psychiatrists, the good guys. And don't tell, like, don't, I'm not telling that they don't deserve to exist. Absolutely, they do. But for people who actually definitely have that chemical imbalance that needs basically drugs to fix it. But for those who have that situational depression, as we call it, I don't think that's the way to go, because as soon as you start playing around with chemicals, it's going to take a while to, you know, reestablish and actually stabilize it.
It does.
So I promise I'm almost done. It's almost like we're kind of halfway in
No,
the story now.
you this show is about you, so we can take the whole show.
So basically, what I kind of, the way I call this clinical approach for me, from my experience, is that it's a band-aid effect. Because I would go in, we would, you know, I would wail in pain by ask, they would ask the same set of questions. They would project stuff and their model of the world onto me. They would analyze me, and they will try to figure me out. And then they will just give me a solution purely based on what they thought. No one really asked the proper questions. So what would happen? I would go and I would take their solution, try it on, you know, like a, and it will kind of fit for a couple of days or weeks. But then eventually I would relapse, and everything's just going to be ground zero or even darker and deeper. And then they kind of realized, well, this is just exhausting. And what kind of helped me, you know, and again, like, this is all happening, you need to realize that the normal path of life needs to be followed, right? So I finished uni, I got a job that I was good at, but I hated, and then it was corporate. And then I was with someone at the time who, and we fell in love and we married and everything was fine. So I'm kind of like, these are my 20s, right? So this is the 10 years of self-discovery, as I refer to it. But ultimately, and this is what I could never understand, there were people tell me, especially my parents, like, you have the perfect life. Like, what the fuck else do you want? Like, what else do you want? You are just ungrateful. You just need to be happy because you have a roof. And I'm like, I am grateful. I'm just not happy. I'm like, how can... And it's just this sadness was coming from such deep down and painful. And I don't know. And it was just over-consuming. But then, you know, the brave face was had to be put on. And you know, just go out there in the wild and survive. And anyway, so... But that was kind of my baseline for reality and normality at the time.
Uh-huh.
And again, now I understand that... We all have the book that's called Our Life, and it was just a chapter in mine. And as much as I wanted to skip it and to not feel at all and not to be even there sometimes, I could not, because that was just, we have to experience exactly everything to, I know it's so corny, but, you know, like,
it's absolutely true, though.
It is, but like, you know, there's so much of those, you know, you need to experience everything in order to become who you are now. Well, totally. So basically, moving on, the couple of, you know, good grains what I took away from the whole clinical side of things was to become aware of my internal dialogue, because I had no idea. I thought everyone had this voice.
Yes.
And that was the baseline for their existence. When I realized that not many people talk to themselves, I was like, what is wrong with you? How can you not do this? And then, so that's kind of starting to realize. One of my therapists, we decided to do CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes.
And that was quite successful for a little bit. We just kind of forgot that I've started creating stories in my head. So just living in my head, and this is not what I needed at all. Like, all of that, all of those symptoms, everything had to be taken out, you know, and actually dealt with as the root cause. And that's when life happened. We moved to Singapore at the time. And we were based out of Singapore for a couple of years. And I had a bit of time to continue my self-development. And guess what? That's where I came across NLP. And NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming as a form of psychotherapy. Do you know what? And I truly believe in timing. I do believe in a few things, like compounding effects of energy, but also timing. It's if I were to come across it earlier in my life, I would have thought it just like some voodoo witchcraft shit, and I would just never follow it. But because I was ready, because it was exactly the moment in time.
Yes.
So, and it was kind of perfect scenario, because the lady who runs actually the International Institutes of NLP, she is based in Sydney, but she also trains out of Denver, Colorado, and Singapore. So it was perfect. I knew that we're going to come back to Sydney eventually, so I could finish any time that I want. And basically, the way that I've done my, so it's practitioner, master practitioner, and coaching foundations.
Yes.
After I've done my first step of practitioner certification, in-person training, the only way I can describe it is that I haven't felt so clean ever in my life. The brain fog was gone. I felt such great alignment within. Like, you know, it's kind of like I didn't need to have any sort of external validation. It's not what it wasn't like, are we ever going to be happy again? It was like, according to whom and what's happiness? And it was just so, it was just coming from that internal trust. And it just, the way that I only can describe it, because we, in NLP, it's all communicating to the unconscious. So literally, neuro, it's the brain, right?
Yes.
Part of it. And then lingua, it's language, how we talk to each other and ourselves. Hello, internal dialogue. And then programming, it's the repetitiveness of patterns that have been happening forever. And then you can actually change it. And you can.
Yes.
Through, you know, through, and you know what, the brilliant part about it was, it's not freaking rocket science. Like, it's not like, I'm not going to, you don't need to like, write manuscripts or anything like that. It's so like the way that NLP was, and I'm sure we're gonna talk about it as well, was discovered, is just literally modeling something that worked.
Yes,
people gave it a go and it worked, and it's not rocket science. It's so natural. So that's how it happens. Like,
yes,
I've done my prac and I've started, well, I was in control of my headspace. How fucking cool is that? For me at the time, it was brilliant. This is exactly what I needed. Yes, it needs a little bit of structure and routine to do, to implement. But it's the same as like, you know, we train our body. We might as well train our mind.
Train our brains.
For some reason, we are, you know, taking it for granted. But it's like, we are, this is the only headspace we have, you know, we need to
Yes.
be nice. So, and then, you know, I've done my practitioner, master practitioner, I've started helping myself. And that's the, this is where the compounding effect of energy comes in.
Yes.
Myself, other people, friends, friends of friends, and it started growing as a little circle. And I'm like, well,
yes,
I actually feel this is my why. This is why I'm here, you know, and
yes.
this is, I would love to help people because you know what, if only I had, this is what I am saying. And I'm not saying that I wanted to jump my story, but if only I had someone like what I'm doing now to just hold my hand and maybe give me a virtual hug and say, you know what,
yes.
Cupcake, it's okay. You're going to be okay. Just hang on there. You're
Yeah.
not the only one. You're not insane. This is okay. This is just a phase. And this
Yeah.
is exactly what I've been doing. And basically when we came back from Singapore to Sydney,
Yeah.
instead of getting another corporate job I hate, I've
Yes.
established, I took a leap of faith and I established my little online practice. The
Yes.
majority of my clients are still global, but the flexibility of it working online and as well as the necessity of doing certain things early in the morning, right
Yes.
before you embark into the wild, right, to set your brain, the same as right before you go to bed so you can rewire your brain. It's
Yes.
priceless. And it's that's basically, that's it. And I haven't really looked back. And so I'll tell you what, the whole pandemic and the amazing COVID-19 isolife definitely
Yes.
was an interesting experience too. But
Yeah.
that's me. So this is a little, I can't say it was, you know, it was just a story. I hope you enjoy that. If you have any questions, let me know. I can elaborate.
I want to know what it takes for a beautiful Russian girl to decide to live in a country so far away from everything you've ever known.
I thought you're gonna ask to shave her head. I'm like, okay, we can talk about that too.
We can ask that too.
That was my isolife story, but sure, we can talk about that too.
Yeah.
It's just, I find that again, the difference. Good is good, bad is bad, but according to whom, right? But the good
yeah.
old question is like, what's the baseline for your humanity? And I could
yeah.
not explain it at the time. I think sometimes it's all about timing and the people you meet and the ripples
yes.
effect.
Yes.
But as I mentioned, it was just something I couldn't put a finger at the time.
But you needed,
I just
you
was not, I, yeah, I knew that this is not it. Like I literally, I knew that I needed some space, you know,
yes.
and I think, you know, parents are wonderful. I love
yes.
them to bits. And
yes.
sometimes they just have very strong opinions and they know what is best for us, but it's not. And it's just
not.
Something a very good. It's a bit, it might be a bit harsh, but we're already swearing. So I think it's okay. We can handle this. Basically, you know, traditions is just peer pressure from dead people.
Yes.
I know it's hard, but like, you know, this is like what we're going to be doing, you know, for, because it's been done for 50 years. Well, fuck, that's not good enough. It's like, this is
no.
what it's been 50 years ago, but the world is evolving and we are
and
evolving.
Changing.
And exactly. And humanity is changing. Like just
Absolutely.
Check out. So it was just my, it was a part of my journey. And
yeah.
Then everything else. And again, this is when we kind of slowly, I guess, touched upon the sense of identity. When you are aligned, you are
yes.
honest with yourself.
Yes.
And you're congruent, life happens. And life
yeah.
happens exactly in a way of not your hamster running in a wheel and
yeah.
there are no experiments are done to you. When you take control of your life, you have the choices. You make the choices. Only
you.
You
have the power. When you take control, you take back your own power.
And that's unstoppable. Like as soon as you, and this is when there are all, so many buzzwords out there happening with,
yeah.
with manifestation and flow state. But seriously
yes.
though, when you are riding that flow state, you are unstoppable. And life happens. Like you meet people that you should
yes.
be meeting.
Yes.
You meet exactly the ones that you need. And I think it's beautiful. It's just, it's fucking scary. Don't get me wrong. Like just, can you imagine? Because you were just like living like something for whatever, 20, 30, 50 years, whatever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's all about that uncertainty. What if something bad happens? Well, fuck it. Reframe it. What if something good happens?
Exactly.
And this was literally my mantra for the last couple of months. What if something good happens? What if? Can
yes.
you just imagine the possibility rather than
absolutely.
And then that's good old programming. Like, as soon as, the more you talk to yourself, just be very, very careful what you say to yourself. Because
Definitely.
We are our worst critics. And, you know, there are so many different parts of our personalities, that's for sure. But it's all about living in synergy and respecting every single little part of you, even the shadow. We can have so many things to talk about. Like,
I know.
Yeah, so it's just, so why did I leave? I just left for, it felt right. Like now when I look at it now, maybe if you would have asked me a couple of years ago, I would have answered something absolutely different. But now, why did I leave? I was suffocating. Just felt like, It was small in terms of, not necessarily, it wasn't too small. It was like a million people. It wasn't Moscow still, you know, but it was just suffocating in terms of smudging. I don't know, whatever that is. English is my still second language. Whatever that verb is when you can't breathe, like that thing.
Suffocating,
yeah. Mm. So, and that's when and it was just, again, whatever another corny phrase is, the thousand-step journey begins with the first step or whatever that is. Well, that was my first step.
Yes.
I had no idea, you know, I had no idea. Oh, my God, if you would have told me, like, the story that I'm telling you, then I'm like, fuck off. That's not going to happen. That's not me. But, here we are now. So,
and there's something, Oksana, about that process of stepping out of your comfort zone, because you feel led to do it, and it is scary. And I don't think that we as humans talk about that innate fear of something new. And it doesn't have to be a big shift like from Russia to Australia. It can be something small, but every single human feels that fear about doing something new. And if you just go, okay, well, it's just a feeling. It's not actually going to kill me, is it? And just do it anyway. It's amazing what happens in your life when you do that. Feel the fear and do it anyway. There's such power in those words, as you've seen in your own life.
Absolutely. I would even probably take it even one step further. This is just like, again, what you've described about the fear and feel the fear and experience the experience. But I reckon that's even more on the symptomatic side of it. If you were to align yourself when you are living your true path and your true self, when you know that you're enough, that there is no need to, there is no... you know, that you're not good enough according to whom conversation, because again, it's almost likely from the patterns from whatever that happened in eighth grade at lunchtime, whatever.
Yes.
If you do the, and this is kind of what it brings to, when you're ready, you will embark on your self-discovery journey. It's kind of inevitable. Some people start at 5, some at 15, others at 55. But it's just a matter of...
Some people never though, Oksana. Some people never quite get there, do they?
I don't know. That makes me sad. I don't know. Maybe I'm probably basing it on the group of, like, the people that I'm surrounding myself with recently. Yeah. But that's actually, you know, kind of like, that's what this, the saying of, you know, the old man filled with regret comes with.
Yes. Agreed.
And man, that just, that makes me sad. It really does.
Yeah.
But again, for some reason, that was their journey. And it's again, we kind of touched upon it as well. It's a choice, right? It is. But then also something that I've been reflecting on quite a lot, you know, the good old question of nature versus nurture.
Yes.
And I think is, yes, we are supplied with a different set of, or whatever, very similar set of DNA, but with certain little elements that differ. But man, how much are your surroundings are important, because whatever you put into your headspace, you know, the people you surround, this is when, again, another good concept to talk about from this is boundaries, setting boundaries, identifying what's worth and what's not. But it's incredible. And that's why we need to be, you know what, this is why it's time to leave the job you hate. Speaking of, because if you hate something, especially, I've been talking.
Don't do it.
Funny enough, that's like a topic, you know, how sometimes like I talk to clients and they're just on the agenda for the last couple of weeks that I hate my job, but I'm afraid what I'm going to do. I'm like, well, I can't really tell you what to do because it's your life, but we can have a chat. Let's just see and break it down what it means to you. What is that you're afraid of? And what are the possibilities? And in terms of just remembering that, we spend literally, you know, and again, good old corny saying, do yes. something that you love, you're never going to work a day in your life. But that's true.
It
and
is
it's just
true.
Like, because you've been, I've seen also there are some, and again, because people think that they know best for someone else, there are so many doctors and lawyers that run in a family, but they're so deeply unhappy. And I'm like, this is so sad. Because ultimately, when you look, like when you look back at your life, speaking of that old man filled with regret, it's like I'm kind of thinking of, and it might be a little bit on the melancholic side, but we come into this world alone. We go from this world alone. And whatever is happening with that last 15 seconds when your journey is done and you're looking at your life, it's your life. You could live it for someone else. But it's all about, again, good old choices and good old, you know, surrounding yourself with people and podcasts and movies and whatever it is that you do. But all of those and, you know, amazing social media, which can be used in two different ways. Oh, man, we're like talking all over the shop. I love this. It's just like so good. Not very structured, but that's okay. That's just because I'm not very structured, but I'm thriving in chaos. So it's good.
But that's kind of the power of doing what we're doing today, is that we are having a real live conversation, and those people that are listening will pick up the bits that they need to hear, because you and I are in alignment and agreement as to what we should be doing. And I'm really happy to talk about what you do, because it helps so many people. And the more people that know about NLP and what you do and how you can help them, the better humanity is going to be. And we need to keep having these conversations until we saturate the earth with the goodness that can come from a journey into self-discovery.
No, I think, it's kind of like, it might sound, you know, like a bit of a, how can I say it, like a, I don't know, promotion, agenda, whatever, but it's not necessarily like literally, and it's not necessarily me being like super altruistic, but like literally the way it feels is that, I kind of mentioned it before, if someone, you know, if someone needs to hear this, that whatever you're going through, the full range of emotions that you're experiencing, you're okay. It's totally fine. It's just a matter of, this is coming into and tapping into the good old emotional intelligence, right? Because for some reason in school, we are taught freaking algebra and trigonometry. And I'm like,
I know, why am I gonna not use taught this about in life? This stuff?
Exactly. And I'm like, now slowly, I think, you know, there is quite a big supporter of the Montessori approach. When we are born, when we come to this planet, this is what I believe, right? And this is kind of what we are discussing. But I believe that we already have a blueprint of what we are supposed to be. We have a roadmap, but we all know that map is not the territory. You're going to make it your own territory and your own journey, because you are the one. This is where the choices come in, where you take whatever, or not even making a choice. It's a choice as well. But it's the beauty of having that inspiration and surrounding yourself with people who inspire you, not who bring you down. And you know what? And this is comes to good old, you know, tapping into a little bit boundaries and amazing family.
Yes.
It's okay to unfollow people in real life too. And it's totally fine, because you are the only one you have. And this headspace, it's yours. Like, remember the good old aviation metaphor. Remember to put on a mask on yourself before helping others, because if you don't, then everyone dies. Yeah. And we just take, you know, there are so many expectations of, you know, women and parents and partners of what you should be doing. Well, fuck, according to whom? Like, ask yourself, next time you're going to have that whatever yelping sound that, you know, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. Whose voice is it? Because, you know what, funny enough, every time I'm still thinking about it, it's my mom's, it's not mine. I always like stop being so selfish, because for me it was like the worst thing a woman could do is to take of herself first. I'm like, wow. So this is kind of, and slowly, and you know, and I'm still talking about it, because these are the things that are still coming up for me. It's just a matter of how we deal with things and what we do on an everyday basis. What do you choose to be?
I have to agree with you, Oksana. no matter how much I know in my head that it's not selfish to take care of your own mental health and your own body, that voice in the back of my head is still there going, don't be so selfish. Well, and you have to learn the skills that stop that voice from taking over, because it will take over. If you don't have the skills, it does take over. And you have to go, no, actually, I am caring about myself so that I can care and do all the things that I really feel driven to do. And if I don't look after myself, I won't be able to do those things, and I'm no good to anyone.
Yeah. And it's also, that's where I think it's a very good, very easy kind of the 3A approach comes in. Yeah. It's all about 3As, the awareness, acceptance, and action. And I found that so many of us, and even, you know, sometimes myself, but again, it's all about awareness. So we're aware, and then we just want to do something about it. So we skip that very, very crucial step of acceptance. And when we do it, anything that you do, it's not sustainable. Because when you haven't come to terms of whatever it is at hand, when you, and kind of like acceptance, this is good old hello, you know, the inner work that we are not, no one is perfect. No one is perfect. No. But it's all about, you know, what are you choosing to be, and would you like to be on a path of becoming a better human? And you know what, how cool it works as well, not just for yourself, but for the ones around you too, because that's when the compounding effect of energy happens. Yes. Another very good, I guess, saying that I still kind of think of very, very often is that it's a Russian, actually, one translated into English, so might not sound as cool, but still pretty cool. happy people are not rude on public transport. Happy people are not rude on public transport. Like, you know, those people
who love that.
Yeah, the people who are rude to whatever service staff at restaurants, or people who are literally just absolutely miserable and they want to, it's kind of like, you know, the kick dog syndrome, right? Like when it kind of loops off and then the dog bites the CEO and then that's it. So that's kind of like, again, and it's all about understanding, it's not actually about you, because usually people are just too busy trying to save themselves in whatever journey that they're. So again, it's all that acceptance of yourself, but also people around you. Just be kinder. And then, I don't know, I truly believe in ecology in that way. So when you are, when you, like literally, when you start changing, when you embark on that journey, and you change the way you think, you change the vibrations, because it's all, well, technically we're all stardust anyway, right? So we're changing this energy, and just try it. You know what, like, what's the worst thing that could happen if you don't try? Nothing is going to fucking change. So just whatever it is, just try it and see how you go, and I'm sure you're going to love it. And it's beautiful. And I'm a fan, so here you go.
Now I'm wondering, like, how often, current circumstances out of the question, how often do you get home to Russia? Do you still have, obviously you still got family in Russia. Do you still have a friend base in Russia, or have you been away now long enough to have a different friend circle?
I mean, mum, dad is still home. Yeah, that's a very interesting thing. What is home? Where is home? Lots of homes, but home. Yes. So motherland, mother Russia. Yeah, so I try and go once a year, and it actually worked. Well, I'm not sure, unfortunately. It's a bit of a, actually, we're having a bit of a family crisis because it's dad's 70th in October. And obviously, I don't think I'll be able to go. So,
it's
not cool at all, but we're trying to figure out what to do with it. But usually on a, whatever the normality, what it used to be, I would go there once a year, and then they would come and visit us once a year because of the seasonality, right? So it's it's winter here now, it's summer there. I would go, it's actually mum's birthday on Friday, so I would have been in Russia if not COVID, but you know, that's okay. Flexibility is the key, they say, apparently. So in terms of friendships, do you know what's quite interesting? I still do have a few that I catch up with, but they're like, I think they're just my people, my tribe, my soul.
Anyway.
My soulmates. Yeah. So we still keep in touch. Yeah. But the majority, this is speaking of nature and nurture, collectiveness. Because I've established my 20s, and this is the era of us where we build those connections, right?
Yeah.
In a professional sense as well, not just the ones that, like, we used to go to school, this is your class and you have to deal with whatever you've got, right? But it's actually, yeah, I believe it's a fascinating time in the 20s where you have a choice. As soon as you as soon as you realize that you have a choice, that's when you start having a choice of building your community and your tribe. So I have a very good, a very, very good connection based here. And I mean, I love humans.
Yes.
I look a little bit scary sometimes, but, like, you know, but anyway, like, that's the feedback that I'm getting. I think it's the resting, it's the Russian resting beach face usually when I'm not. But it's kind of like with all the Russians, you know, it's, we come across as whatever, but then when you start talking to us, we're pretty cool. Yeah.
I have to agree. I love the accent, and there's no, I wouldn't ever say that you have resting bitch face. That just doesn't, when I think
every
of
time
Montana,
I talk to you, I'm
that's
laughing.
That's not what I think of. Do you think that all the work that you've done on yourself and working with NLP with others, do you think that that has had such a fundamental positive effect on you and your personality? Do you think the Oksana of old was that typical Russian stereotype, and the Oksana now, the one we see, the beautiful, happy, sunshiny, fulfilled person, is because of you'd made that conscious decision to do that work on yourself?
Man, this is such a great question. I mean, I haven't actually thought of it, and that's, speaking of that sense of identity, but that's what I would tell you, like, even now you've asked this question and what's coming up for me, because the feedback, it used to be I was so Russian, like I was the epitome of Russianness that it could be, not necessarily in a good or bad way, but, like, I was pretty Russian. And then obviously I've changed, my personality and me definitely changed, and actually having that fulfillment of what I do now, and I know what my purpose is and what's my why.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, I think it was always about just helping people. Like, I think I've definitely been very, very caring and very, very empathic, but it's just kind of put it onto a very, very different perspective of And again, what comes to mind, because NLP is not rocket science. It's so simple, but it works. And this is why it's beautiful, because I think it's kind of like my life definitely changed. Totally. My life definitely changed before NLP and after NLP. Well, if we're getting, you know, a little bit kind of close and personal as well, it was the concept of, I found that it gave me the strength to know myself, to analyze myself, that I made some very important personal decisions, you know, like cutting my hair and getting a divorce, for instance.
That was a big, divorce is a big thing for women, isn't it, Oksana? It's a huge...
Well, it's security, right? And obviously, you know, and I love him to bits. We have a very good relationship, which is kind of, we agreed that we're civilized and we've worked through it, and it's one day at a time. But I actually think, I'm gonna cry, look at me again. But it's actually realizing what we have now is a much better what it was to be forced to staying as a couple. And this is a very interesting concept, because of, you know, security and what would people think, and you have to, you know, like a good old programming for my parents, especially for my mom. I am like, I'm 32.
You must be married to be happy.
And also, you know, it's all about those definitions. You know, I'm 32, divorced, with no kids. I'm like a failure to my mom. And I'm just giving you perspective of how, and that would have really hurt my feelings, I don't know, a couple of years ago, but now I can share this with you as a statement. It's not there is not really feelings attached to it.
Yeah.
I just find that by saying that NLP, it helped me to understand myself. It's such an incredible self-discovery tool, Before, actually, you know what, like, this is my, it was my choice to take it one step further and start helping people with it, because it's just something that I have this knowledge. I want to share
you
it,
want to
right?
Share it.
But with NLP, even like everyone's journey starts, it's all about self-development. It's all about learning a little bit more about what to do with this, like how is all this working and how are we feeling. There is also another side of NLP, obviously it's used in business, and it's all about communication and creating rapport and the language. But again, because
which
we're
going to be
human.
Talking about over the coming weeks together, we have so much to talk about, and we will explore a lot of these concepts as we go through the next three programs together. Oksana, I'm just wondering, for me, it's very evident that you've done a lot of hard work on yourself. I'm just wondering, have your parents noticed the change? Have they realized just how hard you've had to work to get to Oksana 2020 versus Oksana that left Russia?
They just think I'm weird. So I think we kind of left
no.
it at that. No, and it's okay, because, you know, again, like, I am, again, it's just, it's okay. I think I've just given up to trying to explain, because it's like we are not on the same level, and it's not in a condescending way at all, but it's almost like,
I agree. It's just they don't understand.
And it's okay. No, I still, it's not like I love them less, you know. I love them to bits.
I know.
I always say that, you know, they've given me life, and I'm so grateful for it. And I love them to bits. It's just a matter of, and that's the thing about communication, right? It's not about being right. It's not about, it's not about even choosing battles. It's about creating synergy. And this is what I found with them, that this is how. And it's not, it's actually, by the way, this is applicable not necessarily to parents or to children or to teachers or to coworkers.
Yeah.
It's just humans. It's all about
identifying
what it is that works for you. And another thing, very, very importantly, because it's not ego-driven. I don't need to prove and share, and, you know, it's all kind of, you want to hear the story? I'm more than happy to share, but I'm not going to force you. So, have they noticed? Yeah, no, seriously, but that, like, that's what's coming up. Have they noticed? They definitely noticed the change, but they're kind of, they finally just, I can't say stop caring. Like, mom is still obviously very worried, but, you know, she's just worried that I'm by myself, and I'm so happy to be by myself. And it's just like, I'm not sure. I think I kind of answered the question. I think they noticed that I've changed, but it wasn't really in a great, you know, like, way. It was like, oh, you're kind of different, but that's okay. But now we actually, so the good thing is that we are, like, even with, like, the hair situation, she did not, I had to tell them that I'm gonna do it, because they both have heart, like the heart, the weak heart thing, so I didn't want to create, like, you know, the heart attack situation. So actually I had to tell them that I'm gonna do it, and then I did it. And she did not believe me. Like, she when I called her with no hair, she was like, I cannot believe you just did it. I'm like, it's actually feels awesome. It felt so liberating actually doing it myself. But again, like, I'm not promoting shaving hair. I'm just saying that it meant quite,
it was symbolic and significant to you.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it just feels right. Like, for the very, very first time in a very, very long time, I just feel like it's me. Yeah, that's me.
It's you. Oksana, before we run out of time, and I'm looking at the clock going, oh gosh, that chat's gone quickly. I want listeners to know where they can find you. So over to you about where they can find you, and what are some of the key services that you offer to help people at the moment?
Very easy. OksanaJohnson.com. Just the web. And then there are so many, you know, there are the social icons. If you want to follow me, I'm quite active on LinkedIn and on Facebook. So just to keep it simple, if you jump on the website, www.oksanajohnson.com, all the information is there. There is also really nice, I really like that induction, like a little constructed meditation, guided meditation. Yeah,
I was just
yeah.
going to say, if you jump onto Oksana's website, she has this beautiful little meditation that you can get for yourself. And it's particularly lovely for anyone who just wants an introduction to meditation. If you've never done meditation or listened to meditation, it's a lovely little meditation that you can get from Oksana's website. And then it goes on to talk to you about NLP, and you can also book Oksana directly online, and she can talk to anyone across the world. She's not limited to those in Australia. So if you're listening in Russia, please jump on and book Oksana for a consult. You'll be really glad that you did, because Oksana's done a lot of work and she's done the hard yards to be able to help you improve your life, and particularly around the talk that goes on in your head.
Yeah,
And
it's also
may
like my, yeah, just very quickly, like it's not even like, let's just treat it as a chat. It's not a consultation. We'll get to that,
Yep.
but just like hit me up. And I'm also
A
on always
chat.
on WhatsApp. Just let's have a chat, like human to human. I would love to hear your
Yes.
story. And
Yes.
if there is anything at all that I can help you with, or even if I cannot, I'm sure I have people in the industry that I can forward you
Yeah.
to. But let's just connect. I would love to connect. Let's do it,
Yes.
guys.
Oksana is a very good connector, I have to tell you people. One question I wanted to ask too, do you still dance?
Oh no, but I do my yoga. This is something that, yeah, and again, not yet, but it's something that's been coming up recently. So maybe I
Yeah.
will embark on a new journey and maybe I can write about it. But let's see.
Yeah.
No, I love my theater and art and performance,
Yes.
but I haven't been into a studio for over 15 years. So
Yeah.
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
And it was it classical ballet? Did you tell me it was classical
oh
ballet
no
that
no no
you
no no!
originally?
I don't have the body for the ballet. No, Tony. It was just contemporary. Well, not just, but contemporary. Yeah.
Well, contemporary is beautiful anyway. And
So yeah.
tell me, do you still have times where you have to sit yourself down and have a stern talk to yourself?
Every fucking morning. It's just like this does not happen out of nowhere. This is. And again, it's coming from the choice. Well, again,
Yes.
it's I do have my, and this is what we built as well, the constructive, resourceful routines. What is it
Yes.
works for you? I've along my journey, I've tried lots of different things and I know what works and I know what needs to be applied when. But
Yeah.
ultimately, the way that I would probably even, if something very simple to be taken away from today, even conversation is,
Yes.
we talk and we are always asking others how they are. So, hi, how are you? Usually, sometimes we care, sometimes we don't. It's just a figure of speech. But
Yeah.
the matter of that, how about to start your day with that and check in with yourself?
Yeah.
Waking up, not touching
How
your
do you
phone,
feel?
just how are you? Like, what is something sore? Because this is where also your body is talking to you. You're just lying down there. You
Yeah.
just absolutely become aware of, and this is also, for the meditative folks, that's what we do, right?
Yes.
Become
Yeah.
aware of your body. It's the mind-body connection. It's the only one you've got. And that's when you start creating a choice to be nice to yourself and to be kind to yourself and what it is that needs to be done today. So here you go. There are so many other
And
things that grow from it, but yeah.
yes, how long do you take for that process every morning, Oksana?
Well, my routine, it's a half an hour routine, but this is something
Yes.
that I allocate for myself
Yeah,
to
yeah.
start off when you can't just jump on straight away and do lots of things because they're just overwhelming. I would
Yeah.
suggest, and this is from memory, when I started, where I started, they were just 5 minutes check-ins.
Yeah.
Sometimes people do it with, well, when you check in, sometimes they do it with watching sunrise or
Yes.
burning a candle. It's all about
Yes.
anchoring as well, or going for a walk. Or listening to the music, that's something like whatever, or doing some
Yeah.
stretches, whatever it is to you, because some people are kinesthetic, we need to move. Some people
Yes.
are visual, have a look at your vision board. If you don't have one, let's make one for you.
Yes.
Or if it's auditory, it's all about, listening to the music or meditation. So if you download that meditation, it's only like 9 minutes or something, so it's
Yeah,
perfect.
yeah.
It's all again, it's all about the way that I work as well and I talk to humans. It's about you. I'm just the facilitator of your journey.
Yes.
I can inspire you to do things that you wish to, but it's all about you. It's not about hello, how you feel and how it made you feel and what did you feel after you felt that.
Yeah.
Because that's you can yeah. I nah.
Yeah.
that's a drop the mic basically.
I was just thinking that's a good place to start. You mentioned yoga before. Is that another part of practice that you found is helpful for you?
For me, absolutely. Yes, I do. I love my different types of yoga, but this is how so for my self-care, my rituals, it's going for long walks and also, but I need to look at the water. This is just, I don't need to be in the water. I need to look at the water. I burn my candles. This is my little candle.
Yes.
I love my flowers. So I'm creating little totems for myself. Just anything that makes you feel good. Really. And obviously not hurting other people without consent, but anything that makes you feel good, people. Yeah.
And it can be really simple, can't it? Like you just got to tap into those things that light you up and make you smile. And if it's as simple as a flower or your puppy dog or your cat, then that's what you do. Sit there and play with the dog for 15 minutes. Whatever
what
it
makes,
is.
Exactly. What makes you happy? And that's just ask us, because we forget to check in with ourselves.
Because
we always try to make others happy and that's what we do. We live for others. But you're the only one you have. And just like look after yourself and literally just even ask yourself, like, what have you done? Have you done something good for yourself today? Even if it was, you know, looking what goes into your body. So what is it, something, you know, something tasty and healthy and delicious that you've eaten today, but that you just made for yourself. Meal prep, like Sundays are my meal prep, and this is just, I might have a couple of glasses of red wine while I do it, but it's all about, you know, being nice to yourself and it makes me happy. So what is it that makes you happy?
Fantastic, which is just about the perfect point to leave our interview today on that note of finding out what makes you happy and doing it every day without failure. Just that's one small action starts you off on that better life. So, Oksana, thank you so much for joining Radio Tony Everyday Business today. And I can't wait till our discussion next week live on BBS Radio. And for anyone who wants to see the replay, it will be up on our socials later. Obviously, it's been streaming live into Facebook and LinkedIn today. And Oksana, thank you so much for your time. It's been just a pure delight talking to you today. And I can't wait to see what our next three sessions will have for everyone to listen to. So without any further ado, that's it for this week. Thank you, Oksana, and over to
Thanks,
you,
guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business. Join us each week for another show. If you missed the live show, just jump on to radiotony.com, radiotony.com, and Everyday Business, talking business in a unique way.